Okay, so just a few suggestions so you can take or leave. So, as we know, as the Buddha said so, our experiences are conditioned by the mind. I think it's the Dhammapada, is it? Yeah. Experiences are led by mind, preceded by mind, and created by mind, or something like that. You get the gist. So, so you know, all of the senses, everything we're opening to, is filtered through. Well, what's coming in, what we're perceiving, is filtered through our conditioning. That's a very crude way of describing it. So one thing we could do is get interested in what else we could be letting in. What could become available to us if we were just that much bit more awake. Which, on retreat, we are that much bit more awake. We wake up a bit more every day as we practice. It may not feel like that all the time, but we are creating the conditions. I don't know about you, but for a long time when I'd go on retreat, I'd just be much more sensitive. All of a sudden, there were all these other people with needs that I just hadn't been aware of in my day-to-day life when I'm so self-consumed. So we could just get interested in what more is available. What could I be opening to? How could I be letting more information in? What am I bringing to this perception that's coming in? And you could play around, like out in the environment's a good way to play around with this. Just what can you open to? In the felt sense, in the body, in the heart center, in the visual sphere, in sounds, what can you open to? How can you let it reveal itself more and more to you? You know, there's this kind of deluded habit to just like slap labels on everything and call it a day and not actually ever experience anything. So that's just a suggestion. And then, you know, another thing we could open to is even the most painful mental states, thought patterns, emotions have an integrity to them. So I said at the beginning of the retreat that, you know, all of our paths are going to be unique to us. Our conditioning is unique to us. So we can either relate to it as a problem, this stuck thing that we hate and we want to get rid of and we wish it wouldn't happen, or we could relate to it as something that has integrity that actually we could learn something from if we open to it in a particular way. So, you know, like say the thought comes in, I can't do this. Okay? So there's an integrity, there's wisdom in that. I can't do this. I am limited. But this can happen. We already heard that Vanessa, you know, that wise pith teaching. This can happen. So can we drop the idea that the self has to do anything? The self actually doesn't want to wake up. It's really happy being in control and thinking it owns the whole process. So we have to, you know, lovingly bring it along while also saying, yes, you're right, darling, you can't do this. I've got it. Yeah? So just, you know, watch out for those incipient, undermining little voices that could be whispering Dharma in your ear if you could just listen in a different way. You might have to work hard to flip the script sometimes because it could be quite entrenched, but just get interested in what else might be there to be heard.